yeah, no doubt. I mean, my, you know, Sean and I are talking about the evolution of radio, but it's the same thing for, I feel like I lived through the technology advancements that we know today as far as modern day computing and things like that. Like, I started with a Nextel flip phone, and now I have an iPhone 16 Pro Max. Like you said, I can do pretty much anything I need to. I can run entire networks off of it. It's just insane what we've gone through in the last very short period of time. But to add to what Sean was saying, and a little, you know, another question is, how do you put a baseline? Obviously, you can put a baseline if you have extremely good antennas and a testing facility and things like that. But for your casual operator or your day-to-day guy, you know, how do you know one radio is better than another when conditions are constantly changing? No two antennas are the same. You know, nothing interacts the exact same as something else, right? Like, there's different radio. The same radio could have different sensitivities than, you know, the next radio of the same model. Like, there's just so many variables. How do you do an A-B for this radio is better than this radio? That's what my curiosity is. My antenna setup right now, which is incredibly compromised because it's in an attic. If I took a radio from the 80s and 90s, and then compared it to my 710, would it be night and day different, or would it be like, oh, I just have some more features on the 710?
Well, first of all, you know, I think if you tried one, you'd find you'd love it because of just all the buttons and knobs and switches and all that. There's a certain love affair with the older gear, you know. Like, I got an old 930, and I just love the thing, you know, and an 830 and the Drake setup and all that, and just all the knobs and buttons and switches. It's just tons of fun. There was everything you could do with the radio was available, was labeled out on the front panel, you know, and there's a joy in that. And they work pretty good. They're great for phone down on, like, 75 meter, you know, where you, big signals rule. You know, it's like you're not trying to dig the weak one out, right? And I digress. That's a different topic. How do you check? Well, first of all, you run contest stations. That's probably the biggest test bed for radio equipment, you know. And these contesters, you know, they report it. They've got multiple stations. They've got the same things running side by side. DXers, you know, big time DXers, you know, have these incredible antenna setups and all this, and they put them side by side, A B, you know, and that, because they're just always trying to get that last ounce of, you know, performance, and so they'll A B. So the conditions are the same at the same time on the same antennas and everything, A B. Now, we don't have the luxury of doing that. You know, these are big-dollar contest stations, big-dollar DXers and stuff like that. Guys like, what's his name, that does all the reviews. I'm drawing a blank. You know, these guys have spent tons of money to do this for us. Now, what can you do? You can, you know, it's a little bit more subjective, you know. But, hey, I just walked in the door. I do got to get out of here. I just didn't want to cut it really short. Joe, good morning. And but I got to get to work. So we'll pick this up. I very much enjoy this conversation. So, and there's probably other people that are curious about some of this stuff as well. But Empire, the Men Who Made Radio, I think it's Empire of the Air. It's a PBS special that I think Burns, the famous Burns documentary guy, he did it, and very good stuff. Look it up. You'll enjoy it. I got to get out of here, though. WAFU, Joe.